Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. People have accused me of picking on certain states, and I would like to point out that I think that idiocy is nationwide. It is not located in certain pockets in certain states. Any state can have its idiots, okay? So just to prove the point, Daryl sent me an email and said, Steve, check out this story out of Alabama. So Alabama is on the radar just today. Tomorrow it could be Arkansas, maybe Idaho, who knows? But we'll just see where the wheel of crazy lands tomorrow. Today, it's Alabama. An Alabama woman walked into a police department and said, I want this dope tested. And she handed over to them some meth, for which she was promptly arrested. An Alabama woman is accused of asking deputies to test a bag of methamphetamine, telling them, quote, I want this dope tested, unquote. Authorities said. Jennifer Colin Hall, who is 48 years old, was charged with possession of a controlled substance and remained jailed and charged with possession of methamphetamines, according to the Limestone County Sheriff's Office. She's being held in lieu of a $2,500 bond. According to the County Sheriff's Office spokesperson, Stephen Young, who spells his name with a PH, Hall called the dispatch office. When deputies arrived, Hall allegedly pulled out a clear bag containing meth from a baby wipes container and told them, I want this dope tested. Hall allegedly told deputies she believed the meth was tainted with another drug. Young told the news courier. Deputies asked her if she had consumed the drug, and she told them she had, but she couldn't remember when. Don't worry, I'm making a note of all the questions that have been raised here so far. We'll go through them in order. Deputies then arrested Hall and booked her into the Limestone County Jail, according to the News Courier. So, first of all, I have to tell you that she asked the police to test the meth, which she referred to as dope. And I can tell you, I actually know somebody, this is kind of embarrassing, but I actually know somebody who was making money on the side dealing oregano to junior high students when he was in junior high. And he was dealing the oregano to junior high students by telling them that it was something else. And the junior high students would pay him for it. And then they'd go off and they'd smoke it. And they all thought they were getting a buzz off this wacky tobacco. And the guy I know who was selling it was just selling them oregano. And so one of his parents grabbed the bag of oregano and not sure what to do with it, took it to the police department. And said, I want to turn this in. Now, what's funny is you might say, Steve, there's a certain parallel there, isn't there? Well, this person I'm talking about was presumably saying, look, I don't want this anywhere near me. I'm turning it in to get rid of it. And if it had been real, I don't know, the police could have said, hey, look, lady, you just walked into the bag of pot. But somehow the police very quickly determined that it was, in fact, oregano. And said, so your son is dealing spices. And so, yeah, that didn't go very far that time. But it reminds me of this story. It's one of the reasons I found this story so heartwarming. But, and by the way, I'm not the person in that story. I will tell you if it was me, but it wasn't me. So the woman says, I want this dope tested. Okay, now, before we get that far, she said, I want this dope tested because she was fearful it's tainted with another drug. Now, I picked it up off the streets, Huggy Bear told me, that sometimes drug dealers will cut or step on what they're selling. So they buy like really, really high-grade cocaine. They'll mix something else into it so that they can stretch it and make it go further. So if they've got something to be cut up into 6 lots and they step on it, they can cut it up into 10 lots, they can make more money. So depends on what they cut it with or step on it with. And so if they cut it with, like, you know, baking powder, it's one thing. If they cut it with rat poison, that's another. Okay? So, you know, it depends on what they're using. So she apparently thought that it could have been tainted with another drug. That could be a safety concern until you realize that she's worried that her meth is tainted with something else. I mean, if you bought NyQuil and you thought, hey, maybe somebody tainted this with cocaine, yeah, that'd be a problem. But the idea that you're worried that your meth is cut with something else? You know, I'm not quite sure, because I'm curious to know if her number one concern was that she'd been poisoned, in which case she could have gone to the hospital or called poison control, or whether she thought she'd been ripped off. Because, like I said, if they'd cut it with something, they could have ripped her off, meaning that she thought she was buying good meth and she actually bought cheap meth. Nobody wants that cheap meth. Deputies then asked her if she had consumed the drug, and she told them she had, but she couldn't remember when. So that's an interesting question, because the question is, when they asked her that, the first question you wonder is, well, is she under the influence of, at the moment she's being questioned by the police? In other words, did you just take it now? And then if she says, I can't remember, the question, of course, then is, does this stuff cause amnesia? Maybe it's good stuff. It caused her to forget when she took it. By the way, I joke about this stuff. I hope you understand. I am joking, okay? Meaning that don't do drugs. Kids, I'm talking to you. Don't do drugs. Just say no. Just say no. Be best. Just say no. But they asked her if she'd consumed the drug, and she told them she had, but she couldn't remember when. So, of course, then the argument is whether she was just being cagey at that point, because if she says, I may have taken it, but not recently, then they, you know, the argument then is when did she break the law? But, of course, she's in possession of the stuff because she yanked it out of the baby wipes container, which I'm not sure. You know, again, I don't have a lot of facts on this. All I have is the story in front of me. And by the way, it does come to us from Cox Media Group National Content Desk. Bob D'Angelo wrote the story. And I understand he's working with the facts he's got. And he did a good job here because it, you know, has the good quote there, I want this dope tested. And it also has the quote from the Limestone County Sheriff's Office spokesperson, Stephen Young. But remember, she called them. They came to her. And she said, I want this dope tested. Now, I suppose it would have been funnier if she'd driven herself to the police station and said, hey, guys, test this. But again, like I said, people who do meth on a regular basis, and again, I'm just speculating here, but they probably aren't always the sharpest knives in the drawer. But if you're thinking about this from a consumer protection viewpoint, which is how I view everything, you buy a product. Did you get what you bargained for? And if you think you didn't get what you bargained for, then that's the issue, right? But like, let's suppose you thought you were buying some good grade pot, but you got some oregano instead, okay? Can you go to some kind of consumer protection authorities like the Attorney General and say, hey, I got ripped off. I didn't get what I bargained for. Well, everyone knows the problem there. The problem there, of course, is that you can't go to the law enforcement people and say, I want you to enforce consumer protection laws against the guy I thought I was buying drugs from. It just falls apart on so many levels. Which is the genius of the guy selling the oregano. Because he's like, well, hey. So I sold him a lid of oregano for $10. If you know what a lid is, in the old school measurements of drugs, please comment below. If you can do it without looking it up, don't look it up. Looking it up is cheating. It's real old school. It's like pre-Cheech and Chong. That's how old it is. But you can't. That's one of the reasons why once in a while, there's, you know, no honor among thieves. One of the reasons that people who break the law can rip each other off is they know you can't go to the cops. And what's a seventh grader going to do to another seventh grader? You know, give him a squirrely? It could take three or four of his friends to get together to do that. In the seventh grade, next week, they might not even be friends. So, again, back to Alabama. My advice to you, if you've got some meth and you're not sure if it's been stepped on, don't call the police to find out. That's just my advice to you. Now, granted, I'm not licensed to practice law in Alabama. You might want to contact a lawyer in Alabama to confirm, but I suspect an Alabamian? I suspect a lawyer from Alabama would tell you the same thing. In fact, he'd probably agree with me on the concept of don't do the meth. Okay, just don't do it. Don't do it. Just say no. Just say no. So there you go. The woman in Alabama who said, I want this dope tested, got arrested and locked up instead. That's how they treat you in Alabama. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.